Well, the rumor's accurate in terms of me wanting him off the show. Let's get that out the way. Yes, I did. You know, we don't have a bad relationship. I think he's a real good guy. I appreciate what he did for the show. We were number one for 5 years. We stayed number one, and I appreciate that. But what a lot of people don't realize is that the work that goes into doing the show every single day. In the 9 years that I've been on First Take, I've given over 33,000 takes. And what a lot of people don't realize is that not just the work that goes into that, but also the fact that it's a chemistry that you have, and sometimes it just stalls. And the audience lets you know that it is what it is, and you feel the need for something fresh. You feel the need to retool. And the reason why I'm unapologetic about my position is that, number one, it's no knock against him personally, his professionalism, his work ethic, and all of that other stuff, his talent. It's not like I wanted the guy to be fired or anything like that. I knew that there were landing spots for him available at this network that would generate just as much, if not more, revenue for him and all of that other stuff. And it wasn't really about asking him to be off the show. It was about the fact that I knew that we together, as far as I was concerned, was not a great partnership anymore. And that was something that needed to change. It also wasn't my decision. You know, I gave my recommendation. They ask it, I tell it. Every single year when the season, you know, when the NBA season comes to an end, the boss is asking me where I stand. And for the last 3 years, I said, this is where I stood.